listening to the Glen Lola Collegiate School AS Biology Podcast.
Transport of water in plants. The process of transporting water begins in the root hair cells of the plant. These cells have a lower water potential than the soil surrounding them due to solutes in the form of mineral ions in their vacuoles. Water moves by osmosis from a less negative water potential to a more negative water potential, and so water moves into the root hair cell. The movement of water into the cell causes a rise in the water potential, and so it has a higher potential compared to adjacent cells, allowing water to move through the cortex and towards the centre of the root, containing the xylem. There are two roots water can move along. The first is the symplast root, and I remember this because water moves along this root using centre symplast, i.e. water moves through the centre of the cell in the protoplast and through the plasmodesmata. The second root is apoplast, and I remember this one using along the apoplast, i.e. water travels along the cell walls through the cellulose fibrils, the path with a lesser resistance. The next step is when the apoplast root is blocked at the endodermis by the Casparian strip made of waterproof waxy suberin. This brings the movement of water under the control of the cell's metabolism. Water now has to move along the symplast route. To force water to move into the xylem, ions are actively pumped into the xylem, lowering the water potential. Once the water moves into the xylem, it moves up mainly by the cohesion tension theory. There are three main definitions which will help explain this. One, cohesion is the sticking together of water molecules due to hydrogen bonds, intermolecular forces between different HDO molecules. Adhesion, also known as capillarity, forces between the water molecule and the xylem, and tensions, the molecules pulling each other, and transpiration creates this, the negative pressure tension. I remember this by the straw demonstration. You suck water from the top of the straw, and water is drawn up the straw in a continuous stream. Finally, in the leaf, water moves by the symplast and apoplast roots again. Wind removes air saturated with water, leaving drier air and creating a water potential gradient. Water then diffuses through the air spaces and out through the stomata. Water loss from the surface of the cell, the spongy mucosal cells, lowers the water potential inside the cells, and water from the xylem vessels diffuses into the leaf cells to replace the water.